The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show. Today, it's actually my husband, Brett, who is sharing the message with you. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm freaking out because I haven't heard this episode yet, but I'm nervous. I really am. Because, you know, I wasn't in the room when he was recording it. And frankly, ladies, I'm sure there are many of you who can relate to this. A lot of times I end up being damage control for my husband. If I'm sitting near him, I can kick him in the shins and he'll not say that thing that I know is about to come out of his mouth that's like so incredibly inappropriate. But, you know, I wasn't with him while he was recording this. So I have at this moment while I'm recording this intro for you, I have not heard this episode. I'm nervous. So just to be safe, I think we should just assume that this is an adult only podcast. I would also like to say that if my children are listening, who by the way happen to be adults, you may not listen. This episode could traumatize you. Brock and Sierra, you do not want to listen to this episode. You know everything you need to know about how to have a successful relationship. We don't know everything, but you've been role modeled plenty, and the rest you'll figure out through successes and failures, okay? Everybody else, make sure the kids are out of the room, and I am not responsible for anything this man says. But I love him. All right, off to the show.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
What is up, podcast family? How you guys doing today? This is The Chalene Show, Friday edition, Car Smart, and I'm hijacking this. Not really. I was asked to do this, and it's my pleasure to be here to give you guys my input, advice on intimacy. Chalene did that last week, and she asked me to do the same this week. Her only ask was that I don't listen to last week's episode, that I just do it on my own and come up with some, you know, tips, suggestions, just kind of like some different ways that we keep our intimacy going. And sure enough, I have some thoughts on that, and I would love to share those with you. And so here we go. I think probably if I had to start out with one thing, I really thought about this a lot, and I kind of want to start off with one that Chalene does remarkably well and does it in the right times. Because I think if you do this first one too much, it almost becomes white noise, and that's complimenting. Complimenting your partner or your spouse on some things that they do amazing. It might be the way they look. It might be the way they took care of something. But I mean, a great compliment goes so far, and it just draws you so much closer to your spouse, partner. And Chalene does an amazing job with this in like all areas. Like, she'll compliment me on something that I might have done for work that's kind of goes unnoticed, like, you know, something that's like invisible to everybody else, but she knows that she wouldn't want to do it. And, you know, I just muscled through it and got it done. And whether it was to make an uncomfortable phone call, or if it was just taking the time out to make sure that our finances were in order, or putting together all of our stuff for the end of year taxes. And it's just stuff that she's like, I don't want to do that, but he's doing that for us and our family. And she periodically, you know, sends me a message or just tells me verbally or handwritten note or card or what have you, just like all the things that she appreciates that I do in terms of, you know, for us, for the family, for the business. And it's a compliment. And so that's huge. And, you know, she does it in other areas too. She'll do it in parenting, you know, like you're always teaching your kids something, and it doesn't take a lot. I mean, if you're married and you have kids, and just to drop a little note and just, gosh, our kids are doing so well, and they've just had such a great role model with you and the way you teach them certain things. It's just, I mean, it's just a compliment. It doesn't have to be every day. It's just, it's when you notice and something touches your heart, that's when you should do it. When you feel it touch your heart, of course, Chalene will compliment me after 23 years of marriage, 24 this March, and she'll compliment me on physical things too. She'll tell me how, we'll keep this PG, but she'll compliment me on things that I'm doing, like if I'm working really hard in the gym, or if I'm taking care of myself, or if I'm doing extra little things like going to infrared or getting some therapy done or just whatever. She'll compliment me on like, wow, this part of your body's looking really good. I know you've been working really hard on this. And or she'll say things like, Brett, I find you more sexy now than I ever have. You know, just like things like that. I mean, just when it touches your heart, that's when you should definitely compliment your spouse, partner. And what I like to do, because those are some examples of Shalene, but I really like to be observant. And, you know, when Shalene comes down the stairs and we're going out, or even if we're just going to the gym or something like that, if something sparks me, if she looks really good in an outfit or the way she did her hair or anything like that, I'll make sure she knows that, because she's told me that before, that she likes to do certain things that I like. So, you know, I make sure to compliment her on things that I really like. I think that's important, that your spouse knows what you like, what they do on a day-to-day basis that you really like, or a style that they do, or an outfit that they wore, or just anything. But I think complimenting your spouse is just is huge, and it can go a long way with your intimacy, with your relationship. It's a huge part. Next step, rule for me is, I know Shalene's love language. I know what it is. It's words of affirmation and acts of service. So when I want to have an intimate time with Shalene, or I want to feel really close to Shalene, and that's important to me, I make sure that I take care of those two parts, because I know that those are her love languages. So when we're going to have a date, or it moves me to write her a love letter, or to post post-it notes all over her mirror in the morning, so when she wakes up that she sees, you know, a message from me that's very loving and caring and doting, that's important, so she can read that. I also like to send her, you know, loving text messages. I also know that one of her other love languages are acts of service. So if I can do something for her that helps her out, that's huge. You know, I'm not a regular on the podcast, but just her asking me to be a part of this podcast and me saying, oh yeah, for sure, I'll record an intimacy podcast for you, that's an act of service, because that's not something that I typically do, but she knows that I know that's going to help her. And by me just saying, yeah, for sure, I'll do that, that's her love language. She finds that romantic. She really cares about that. Like, that's something that means a lot to her. So I make sure I don't miss too often. I don't miss a week. A week doesn't go by where I'm not doing some kind of words of affirmation or acts of service, just because I know that that is Shalene's love language. It's going to cause for way more intimacy in our relationship, which is what I strive for. You know, I strive for when we haven't seen each other for 3 or 4 hours during the day and we walk in to the room together where we're very happy to see each other. And that's what I like. I love that. I love walking into a room and seeing her for the first time when I haven't seen her in a couple, 3 hours, and we both look at each other and it's just, it's amazing. And that's the feeling that I love. And if I can do that by giving her words of affirmation and acts of services and giving her direct and specific compliments, I'm going to keep doing that, because that's a win for everybody. Number three in creating maximum intimacy is, you got to date your spouse. You got to have date nights. And date nights are planned. And what do I mean by that? Well, what I mean by that is, date nights aren't driving home from work and saying, hey, let's go see a movie, or let's go pick up dinner, and then you call that date night. That's not date night. Date night is, hey, honey, this Friday, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, or Saturday afternoon, we got this planned. And you've planned it. And you have something to look forward to with your spouse for the whole entire week or 3 or 4 days. It's something that you guys can like talk about. It's something that like you could send little sexy text messages during the day, during the week, and just like remind them, like, I can't even wait. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. You know, that's, it's just huge. And I think people just get so freaked out too, and they think like they got to be like over the top, and they got to be expensive, and they got to be this, and they got to be that. No, they don't. They just have to be planned. And they can be small. They can be free. They don't have to cost anything. They can be riding bikes. They could be going to a park. They could be going to a beach, a lake. It could be going to coffee. It could be anything, right? And it could be staying at home after the kids go to bed and seeing a documentary that you guys both have been wanting to watch, or just whatever. It can be all those things. It's a huge part of Shalene and I's intimacy. We've been doing it for years, and we do them planned. It's great. I mean, you got to do it. If you're not doing it, please do. It will spark that intimacy. It brings you closer together. This is kind of like a tip under that for the fellas. Like, if you really want to have like an amazing date night, and I'm talking about like afterwards, you want things in the bedroom to get to new levels of freakiness, try this one out. So, on the day of the date, your spouse has things, your wife has things that, you know, she has to do. Whether she might have to do the laundry, she might have to do groceries, she might have to pick up something, she might have to take the kids to dance or to basketball or whatever. Whatever is on her to-do list for that day, you take it over. You go, hey, honey, you are free on Friday, or you are free on Saturday. I want you to just have a nice, enjoyable, relaxing day, and I'm gonna take care of the groceries, I'm gonna take care of the house chores, I'm gonna take care of the laundry, I'm gonna take little Johnny here, whatever it might be, right? And you suggest that she just goes, does something for herself, whether she just goes in for a workout by herself, or she might even just go see a girlfriend for the afternoon that she's been wanting to see and she can't see her because life's too busy. Or, you know, you suggest go get your nails done, or whatever, just that puts her in a relaxing state of mind, and you just took care of. So, like, what did you just do? You just took care of her for the whole day, acts of service, right? And trust me, it will be rewarded to you handsomely after the date. It'll be a good time for you. Trust me on this. I'm speaking from experience. That's it, man. You got to date. You got to date your spouse. It doesn't mean that it has to be expensive. It just needs to be planned, and it needs to be the two of you so that you guys can bond together and not have all the stress of everything in life going on. That's number three. Date your bride. Date your spouse. Number four, again, so important, physical touch. You know, touching your spouse. It's my love language, so I love when Shalene does random acts of just like, she'll grab my hand to hold my hand, or, you know, I'll just be sitting on the couch doing some work and she'll just come up and just, you know, snuggle with me or wrap her arms around me and give me a kiss on the temple or something like that. And that's what I mean. It's not like PDA. It's not like, oh, we're just like making out or something like that. But I do think that there's a time and place for making out. But I'm talking about more of just like the subtle things where it's a kiss goodbye. It's a hug in the morning. It's a random physical touch. You're in a public place and you just feel your spouse's energy, and you know, they touch you and it's electric. It should be. It is with me. So when Shalene reaches out and touches me, or holds my hand, or just randomly gives me a kiss on the cheek or temple or on the head, or massages my scalp or whatever it may be, just that physical touch is so important to connect and feel intimate with your partner, because it's just one more level. It's just one more thing that you can stack, you know. We've already talked about date night, and we've already talked about complimenting, and we've already talked a little bit about, you know, knowing your partner's love language, and, you know, all these are important, but there's something about physical touch with your spouse, just to, you know, just to kind of like let them know, like, I'm here, I love you, I'd love to touch you. It might be even just whisper something to them, you know, like, I love you, or you're super sexy, or you look really good today, or I really love that outfit. Just something, throw in a compliment there too. But you know, you get a double whammy. You get physical touch with a compliment, and that's key. Remember to touch and hug and hold hands and kiss. Okay, this last tip, I don't know what to call it. I think we might even have a contest. I think I'm going to explain what happens and how it makes me feel intimate and how it makes me feel just crazy about my wife. I'll let you name it. We'll figure out a contest. By the time I'm done explaining what this is, I will have the contest in my head and I'll explain it at the end. So here we go. So here's what happens. Much like everybody else, you have your rituals before you go to bed. You brush your teeth, you do whatever you need to do. Maybe you lay out your clothes for the next day. Maybe you write in your notebook what you need to do, tasks that you need to do the next day, whatever you need to do. But Shalene has this ritual at night, which I find so sexy. It's very intimate because she's taking care of herself before she comes to bed. And a lot of times she's taking care of herself because we're going to be together. We're going to experience an intimate moment. So it's so, I find it incredibly sexy. And all it is that she comes into the bedroom. I'm usually in bed first. And she comes into the bedroom and she goes into the bathroom and she shuts the door. And she's only there for like 10 minutes. And I don't even know all the things that she's doing, but I know that she's taking care of herself. She knows exactly what I like, because I love when she puts on lotion. I love the smell of Chalene. And I love when she wears something sexy to bed. So she has like four outfits that she has. And she has this one outfit that's, it's kind of like a long silk pajamas where it's got pants and it's got like a long sleeve top. She wears it sexy, but I know when she wears that, comes out of the bathroom and she's wearing that, I'm just like, I love you, baby. I'll see you in the morning. It's like, it's time to go to bed, right? It's time to go to bed. And then she has a couple other outfits that she wears that there's going to be some stuff going on. There's going to be some intimacy going on when she wears these other outfits. So they're just like, they're like silk little nighties. That's it. They're just like silk little nighties. And we're not talking about like Fredericks of Hollywood crazy stuff. Just nice little nighties. And then there's one outfit that she wears on special occasions or when we're going to be very, very intimate, and intimate might cross over to freakiness, is she wears this white short silk robe. Oh boy. She's got the door shut. She comes out in the white silky robe. It's on. It's like, I just know that things are going to get crazy. And right. So it's just, but it's not that I'm waiting for her to come out to see what she's wearing, which kind of sounds that way, because I know she's taking care of herself for herself, but she's also taking care of herself for me, which is just so, so sexy, so romantic. And it just makes me just love her even more. That's tip five. I don't know what to call it, but here's what we're going to do. I don't know if you call it Chalene's habits or whatever you want to call it, but I highly suggest that you do this. So you're going to show your spouse that you're totally into them. And here's the contest. So I'm going to post a picture on Instagram. My Instagram feed is BrettJohnson11 with one T. I'm going to post a picture of Chalene and I together, and I'm going to kind of like, I'll promote this podcast. The only thing that I'm going to judge is whoever comes up with the best name for tip number five is going to win a push journal set. I will pick it. Then we will get a hold of you to get your address and we will ship you one. How's that sound? Does that sound good? All right. So you've listened all the way through this. Last and finally, it's a bonus tip. And I really want you to think now about what Chalene said last week, whatever that may be. I'll go listen to it now. And what I just said. And if any of it gave you anxiety, if any of it gave you self-doubt, if any of it said to yourself, like, I know I should be doing this, I just don't know if I can, I really think that you should look into some therapy. I've done it. I've done it for years. And I can tell you that I wasn't always, you know, the greatest partner and the greatest spouse, but by going to therapy, I figured some shit out. And I know now, I haven't listened to what Chalene said last week, but I'm sure she probably talked about therapy. I'm sure she probably talked about how Brett has changed from therapy. But I'm here to tell you, as Brett, that I feel it inside, and I feel so much more intimate, and I feel so much more connected with both my kids and my wife, that it's an amazing feeling, and I want everybody to experience that feeling. So when I get an opportunity to talk to as many people as Chalene has on her podcast, I am not going to miss the opportunity, if it presents itself, to suggest that you get into some kind of therapy if you have some blocks. And that's it. I'm not going to stand on a soapbox for too much longer, but I really think that you can benefit from it. I sure did. I greatly benefited. It changed my life. I mean, therapy, EMDR therapy changed my life forever. So with that said, I appreciate you guys listening. I appreciate you subscribing to Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe and just everything that you guys do, and love you guys so much. You guys just have great weekend, great week. remember the contest, go over to and write what you think tip five would be. But I like that Shalene asked me to do this, and hopefully she'll ask me to do this again, and I'll be right there to help her out. All right, guys, take care and have a great one.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.